Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today's roundup of financial news on Tuesday, July 16, 2024, centers on a series of major developments impacting consumers and businesses across Australia. Certainly, some challenging times are being faced by Australian households, experiencing the toughest economic state since the early 90s. Falling GDP, rising interest rates, and higher living costs have resulted in marked stagnation of our economy. Household consumption has sharply fallen since mid-2022, to highs unseen in six decades. On top of this, financial stress is mounting with low savings rates holding us back from a swift recovery. This scenario urges for novel financial strategies and robust policy interventions to navigate these uncertainties. Meanwhile, consumers have reason to feel empowered in disputes with insurance companies. A recent ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, has brought victory to a homeowner dealing with ground movement damage linked to a leaking pipe. This significant case brings attention to the value of independent reviews, shedding light on homeowner rights in damage disputes. Now, on to news from the banking sector. Four distinguished banks, ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, are issuing major refunds to the tune of nearly $30 million. This decision follows an ASIC review and will significantly benefit 2 million financially vulnerable Australians hit by excessive fees. Trust is being put to the test, sparking nationwide conversations on fair banking practices and financial equity. Customers, it's a good time to examine those account statements and inquire about low-fee accounts. In insurance news, QBE is revamping its approach. Capturing lessons from the floods of 2022, the firm introduces a suite of enhancements to claims handling, focusing on better communication and risk management. Enhancements include property health check programs, simplified communicative tools, and innovative use of geospatial technology, all part of an extensive effort to prepare for natural disasters. This underscores QBE's devotion to leverage technology and feedback for more efficient claims handling. That's all for today's news wrap. As always, remain aware and informed. For more insights and expert advice, visit the Financial Services Online website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, and I'll be back tomorrow with more financial news. Stay tuned.